mixed feelings, actually. You take a point at half-time, but after that, you go 3-2 down. You think, oh, we've done enough to actually win the game in the second half, to score 3 goals, and it just shows our character. You know, a lot of us said out loud, you know, to the fans, we apologise for the performance that we put in on Thursday. They know that's not us. And we carried it on for some reason in the first half. It just weren't us again. And it took something to the gaffer giving us another rocket to basically, and a change, Solly, I thought Solly came on, to change the game entirely. And it felt like we could go on to win it. In the end, you'd have taken a point, but again, we're disappointed that we couldn't finish it off and try and get 3.
Everyone expecting a reaction from Thursday night, Dave. Why didn't that happen in the first half?
If I could tell you that, it wouldn't have happened. So I don't know. The important thing is we came away with at least a point. And with how other games went, maybe we was thinking, oh, got another chance, but we shouldn't go into games like that. We should just keep ticking our points off. And again, it's a valuable point, like you say, and we'll take it and move on. And 2 home games now. If we win those two, all is reimbursed. So.
You spoke about another rocket from the manager. He was pretty agitated at half-time, was he, David?
Not as much as Thursday, because we didn't actually play as bad as Thursday, but it was more about the reaction. He weren't happy with how we set out. I felt that they only had a couple of chances, but they scored a couple of goals. You know, we had maybe the better chances. It's still not good enough, you know. We're an honest bunch, and he knows that. So he said, basically, we've got to pick ourselves up. We've done it before. Use our team spirit and our togetherness. And he makes a change, and people obviously aren't happy when they get subbed off. But you're going after the match, and everybody feels the same way, and we're all pulling in one direction.
2-0 down, they get a penalty, and you save it. You've spoken a lot about studying players when they're taking penalties. Was that another case in point?
This one is 100% Ben Roberts. He was up on that gantry, and I looked up because I think VB has taken one penalty, and he went that way. And I just needed a little... In my mind, I was going to go that way, but I needed a little check, and Ben stuck up his left arm. So I went that way. Might as well be Ben Roberts in here. I might put a headband on and pretend I'm Ben Roberts.
But you look for him, do you? I mean, you were...
Most of the time he lets me get on with it, but this time, because we had in our heads we might have had 2 or 3 before VB, we thought McEachran might take it and Sawyers if he came on, and maybe one other, so we was kind of a little bit again, it's nice to be able to do that, but I hate being studious saying I have to save another penalty. That's the downside, but that we got another point out of it makes me feel even better.
Was that the catalyst for that revival, David? Because suddenly they have been transformed.
You could say that. Possibly we got a little bit of belief saying if you're saving 3 penalties in 2017, we can do it. You know, we've come back on 3 occasions when I have done it. So, unfortunately, this time we couldn't get all 3 points.
But to all, it looked like the Albion were the only winners then, David.
Yeah, again, great finish by them for the third, and it ain't our day. You know, when you're doing that, you're playing like we did in this. But why can't we play like that the whole game? You know, I'm not going to stand here and give you lip service and make excuses. Why can't we play like that all game? Why can't we play expressive football, expansive football, and defend like we used to do? So, again, there's points to be taken away and worked on.
Obviously, very sad news this week about Conor Goldson. How's that been taken down in the squad, David?
Big shock. It's hard because Connor's a valuable member of the squad on and off the pitch. You say squad because how well he did last year, and then he ain't got a chance this year, but he's never moaned. He's never sat there and huffed and puffed. He's just got on with it, and at the end of the day, what we've said to him, every single one of us, if you're looking to have children with his fiance or wife, you'd rather have a father than a football player. So we hope, fingers crossed, everything, that he'll get 100% better. If he can go on to come back after this season, it'll be brilliant. But I'm not going to say anything where he should be back. We can't put a timescale on it. It's a heart problem. The heart's not to be messed with, and he's in that change room today like he'd been on the pitch with us. So he'll be with us as long as he needs to. He'll get everything that we need from the club. And I wish him all the best when he undergoes the surgery.
When were you made aware of it, David? When were you and the other players aware that it happened?
Yesterday, I think it was. Yesterday. So we exchanged texts and calls and stuff. He spoke to a lot of the lads because we're a close group like that. But it was amazing how he came out of it positively. He thinks like that. He's a strong guy, you know, and you wouldn't expect it to happen to someone like that. Maybe someone who was a couch potato, maybe, but this guy, he's got more six-packs than anyone I've seen, so... But it's life, and like I said, I'd quit football for him if it meant him staying alive. So, and I think everybody would do, because I'd do it for anyone, because you don't want to see people in that situation. So for him to have that realisation is not a nice thing, but what a guy, what resilience he's got, and I'm pretty sure we might see him on the pitch again next season.
I could see it in your face, David. You're feeling it for him.
Yeah. He's a top member of our team. He's a friend. What more can I say? It's a gutting thing to do, but how strong he's been made us strong. And maybe could have won for him today, but there's a bigger picture than that, and he's going to be part of it moving forward as well.